This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk today about a problem that is very prevalent on university campuses. It also pervades much of our media. Has produced all kinds of, we might even say, psychological malformations. People are really out of sorts that the socialist candidate in the last election last year did not prevail. And I think we have to be equipped to deal with this problem. And a little book has become available called The Problem with Socialism. It's written by Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, D-I-L-O-R-E-N-Z-O. This is a primer that ought to be in the hands of every student, every pastor for that matter, and certainly teachers. Just so many people have so many assumptions that are kind of default socialist. The assumptions have seeped into our culture, and we haven't really got an awareness of them that we should. Dr. DiLorenzo, I just want to thank you for having produced this little book. I think it's very timely, and hopefully anybody that's willing to actually stop screaming and just read could really pull something out of this.
Well, thank you, Larry, and thanks for having me on your show.
This is a... everybody, including gun owners. There's something I think that emerges when we look at the countries that are socialist, and particularly those that are trying to go as far in the extreme as possible, like Cuba and Venezuela, not to mention the communist countries of the world of the last century. We see that one of the things they inevitably go after are the guns. Venezuela in 2012 banned private ownership of guns. And right now, apparently from what I can find out, Caracas, the capital city, is one of the most violent cities in the world. So how's all that socialism working out for you? Might be the question.
Venezuela, they've ruined their economy. They've got something like they're expecting about 2,000% inflation, and people are rooting through garbage in the streets looking for edible food, and it's all over the internet. You can read about that, and it is true. Caracas has the highest murder rate of any city in the world, and so it hasn't worked out very well for them. And the reason I wrote the book was there were these opinion polls saying that some 60% of the millennial generation, the younger generation, said they could vote for a socialist for president. And as somebody who, lived through part of the Cold War years and the collapse of socialism worldwide, it's sort of a outrageous thing that the young people think socialism would be a good idea for their future. And, the things going on college campuses with all the censorship, the political correctness and the shouting down of conservatives and libertarians, and these are totalitarians. And I've come to the conclusion, I've been a college professor for over 30 years, that after the collapse of communism, socialism, if you will, the left and the college campuses sort of constructed this virtual socialist reality that they teach to their students, and they don't want any alternative messages to be out there, so that if a conservative or a libertarian shows up, you read these stories of organized protests. They call them racist and sexist and all the name-calling, and that's how they operate. And of course,
that's
they
a very
demonize guns at the same time.
Exactly, and it's a very important point, I think, because the left really doesn't want debate. And I must say, I think I've benefited from the many debates that I've had to engage in on radio and television and other places. I haven't always. Certainly the people listening are the ones that are going to benefit if nobody else. And that's what it's all about. In a free market of ideas, we should be allowed to exchange these ideas, preferably in a civil forum. But sometimes I've noticed our opponents on the left have trouble controlling their emotions. They have anger management problems. We see that on television a bit. And but the point is that we are better off when iron sharpens iron. We're all going to be sharper for the process. And the left just, I think you've used the right word. Totalitarian is there lurking in so many of those on the left, and that's why we're seeing this uncontrolled behavior, kind of like kids that weren't potty trained, only now they're in their 20s, and they're running around rampaging through the city I live outside of, Washington, D.C. It's really stunning. And what they seem to be after, if they have any idea what they're after at all, is socialism.
Yeah, like I said, they've been calling it what I call a virtual socialist reality. It's devoid of any facts about real-world socialism, and that's one of the reasons I wrote this book published by Regnery Publishing, because, you know, they've been so successful at eliminating conservatives or libertarians from the faculty at universities. Who would teach it to them? You know, there are small numbers of us out there, but, you know, when you read that 60% of voters under 30 would vote for a socialist or president, we've got some work to do, because the left has sort of brainwashed them in this virtual reality of socialist paradise, and they really know nothing about it. And I'm hoping at least some of them will read a book like this and get to know something about the reality of socialism that is out there.
So many things are on YouTube. I suspect that a hearing conducted by Senator Ted Kennedy several years ago was held in Milton Friedman, University of Chicago, was a witness. And the professor went through, in about a minute's time, a list of all of the countries where socialism had been tried or was being tried, and they were abject failures. And Ted Kennedy's response when Professor Friedman finished his list was, well, the right people had not been in charge.
Yeah, well, one of my chapters is addresses the point that you cannot fix socialism, because it wasn't just an accident that in 60 or 70 countries of the world that it created economic destitution and evolved into a totalitarianism. It's the nature of the beast. Economically, it just doesn't work unless you have a market feedback mechanism that rewards good customer service and penalizes bad customer service. And that's, the simplest way to put it. And also what tends to happen is that, these socialist planning schemes fail, and then the socialists never admit failure, like Ted Kennedy, as you mentioned, and so they give themselves even more power to try even more money and more power, and then that fails. And of course, you go down the road toward totalitarianism. They deprive us of more and more of our freedoms, more and more of our liberties, because they never ever admit that their plans have failed. And Friedrich Hayek wrote about it in his famous book, The Road to Serfdom. And if you read that book today, even though it was published in the 1940s, it sounds like an exact description of a lot of things going on college campuses today.
It's pretty disturbing when you realize things like that. You pointed out that we've had our own experience with socialism, even from our very beginning. As much as you and I mm-hmm. both probably share an admiration for our founders, there were episodes of stupidity during those founding years that like to wipe out everybody involved. Wonder how many people are aware of the death at Massachusetts Bay Colony.
Yes, I read about that in the second chapter.
The problem with socialism, he can be found at that too when we get back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo. He is now connected with the Mises Institute It's a libertarian think tank, Mises.org. And the ideas of freedom, not just economic freedom, but political freedom, are the substance of what they address at the Mises Institute. Ideas that need to be given a wider audience. They, as we mentioned earlier, they have their impact on the right to keep and bear arms. You don't find people owning guns freely. You certainly don't find a militia concept that's vibrant, if it exists at all, in a socialist country. And so we're talking about the future of America when we talk about Dr. DiLorenzo's book, The Problem with Socialism. The point that you made about socialism almost killing our beginning forefathers is something that's probably not widely known.
Tell a story.
I guess each generation has to relearn these lessons.
The American pilgrims, when they came to the United States, basically set up a system of agricultural socialism. You know, the Mayflower Company, for example, told them that, you know, they were indentured servants, but they would go out and work the fields and try to raise crops, and they would all put into a central store, and they would, each family would share an equal share of whatever they produced, and then they would have to pay back some of that to the Mayflower Company as part of their payment. And they quickly people didn't like the idea of getting paid the same regardless of how much you work. If you work hard all day, you get paid the same as the guy who took a nap under a tree all day. And so a lot of people just quit working, and then they almost all starved to death. And it's a remarkable story of how William Bradford himself, the head of the Mayflower Expedition, figured this out, and then they adopted private plots of land. They told each family they would give a private plot of land, and that created property rights and the right incentives where you could work and pay off your debt to the Mayflower Company, and everything else beyond that was yours. And that was the beginning of the American economy, and the rest is all history. The company thrived after that.
Well, the good news is that they had learned that lesson for at least some time, and you make a statement in the book that I think needs to be emphasized. I guess it didn't really surprise me, but I hadn't really thought of it in those terms. By 1776, the year that our War for Independence began, America had become a rich country. This was something that's really pretty stunning, because we came here where the people that were already here were few. They were sparsely located across the land. They weren't productive. They had no factories. And it was with the arrival of the Europeans with a Christian worldview that they were accountable to God for what they did, not to some who knows what, they got to work, and America flourished. That is something that just didn't happen because the soil was fertile or there were a lot of fish in the water. That certainly is true, but there are plenty of places in the world where you can say the same thing about them, and they're poor as they can be.
Combination of the old Protestant work ethic and private property that made them realize we can benefit from the fruits of our labor and do all sorts of things. And if you were not that many years, by the time you get to the early 1830s, Alexis de Tocqueville was writing his famous book, Democracy in America, where he was marveling over how Americans not only were thriving economically, but they were starting up all kind of charities and good works with the monies that they were making in their efforts, and there was something very different from what was familiar with back in France. And so, yeah, by the time you get to the American Revolution, the boating and the shipping industry and the whaling industry in New England had been was rivaling anybody in the world, and the farmers of Virginia and the Carolinas were also exporting crops back overseas. And that was really the beginning of the American Revolution, and it all began with the establishment of private property in Jamestown and in Cape Cod.
I think it's noteworthy, and you make the point, that with the rise of socialism, private charity is impaired, might even almost totally dry up, but it certainly does not flourish in a socialist environment, because there's so much compulsion involved that the private sector is probably doesn't even have the concept as well as when they were free to operate and people were free to give to their churches and other charities. That is something that I think needs to be said, and I'm so glad you pointed to that in The Problem of Socialism.
Yeah, I have a chapter on the welfare state, and the basic point is, when the socialism is all about substituting government plans for all of our individual private plans, and that includes our plans for helping our neighbors and our people in need in our own communities. And so, the more government does, the less we do. And, I cite some literature on that. It's not just nothing new with me. But, as our economy becomes more and more capitalistic, it enables us to become more and more charitable at the same time, and vice versa. As government takes over more and more functions, one, it makes us poorer, because socialism always impoverishes us, and we're less capable of being charitable. And at the same time, the government takes over all these functions, the more it tries to educate children, the less people do for their own children. The more the government says, we'll take care of the older people, the less people put forth effort to take care of their own parents and grandparents and so forth. And I cite a couple of books. Charles Murray's famous book, Losing Ground, talks about this. And there's another one called The Tragedy of American Compassion by Marvin Alasky that addresses the same thing. And I try to explain this in very plain English that anybody can understand without reading these big scholarly books.
Yeah, there's a Bible passage, actually, that talks about the compassions of the wicked are cruel indeed. And you look at the compassion when it's exercised by government, and you don't have much to be happy about. That's for sure.
Yes, one of my favorite old books is The Law by Friedrich Bastiat. You're probably familiar with that. And he talks about false philanthropy. Whenever the government takes over something in the name of charity, he calls it false philanthropy, because you're not really making any personal sacrifice to speak of for your fellow man. If you're just being taxed, and then some bureaucrat is saying that he's doing something for your fellow citizens, but it usually is ineffective.
Indeed. Well, we're coming up to a break. We're talking with Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, author of The Problem with Socialism. And you can find him online at his organization, the Mises Institute, at Mises.org. Don't go away.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Chira Curry, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. a high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo. His book that we're talking about is The Problem with Socialism. And I would repeat what I said earlier, that this is an excellent primer, and it's the kind of thing that hopefully your children and your grandchildren can be reading, that your schools would be using. It's a very calm and dispassionate presentation, but it's hard-hitting all the same because it deals with so many facts, which, of course, as we all know, are rather stubborn things. One of the introductions that should have got us smart a lot faster, but I guess it's the dream that the socialist has, that it's never held accountable for its results. It's always that, well, they have such good intentions, let's try it again, they didn't have the right people. I guess I had forgotten, if I had known, that in Russia, when the Soviets took over, they were a grain exporter. And in 15 years, they took them to a time of mass starvation. Now, admittedly, that was probably part of a deliberate policy to politically subdue the vast country. But 15 years is all it took to turn a prosperous country into a starving land. What a horrible story.
Yeah, Larry, Venezuela did the same thing recently. It took them 15 years. You know, Hugo Chavez took over in, 1999. And within 15 years, Venezuela was one of the wealthiest countries in Latin America because of their oil riches. And they've turned it into an economic basket case. People are rooting through garbage in the streets looking for food. They've got hyperinflation, French fries and a McDonald's cost the equivalent of $350, according to an article in the Wall Street Journal. And hundreds of thousands of people have left the country just looking for food. And it only took 15 years. They imposed price controls that made it uneconomical to profit producing almost anything in Venezuela. And now the Venezuelan government is even now saying that they want to get adults to spend at least 60 days a year in forced labor on farms to avoid a starvation crisis. So they're turning into Stalin's Russia rather than realizing and admitting that they made a huge mistake by adopting socialism in Venezuela.
And actually, what you just described took place already back in the last century in Cuba. And they had the forced mobilization of young people to go work on the sugarcane plantations, all trying to tailspin the country was in and remains in. How many times do we have to see failure of this epic nature where people die? Not just the firing squads, but starvation. What does it take to get this point across?
But even in Venezuela, even the animals are dying. And you could read stories about people hunting for dogs and cats for food because they're so desperate in the cities in Venezuela. And, the big problem is, and you could read also that, the political elite always lives very well under socialism. The wealthiest person in Venezuela today is the 35-year-old daughter of the late Hugo Chavez. The Wall Street Journal says she's worth $4.2 billion with a B, even though she never ran a business or even had a job, as far as I know. And so the elite lives very well. They did in Russia. Castro lived the life of a multimillionaire his entire life. And so that's why they never get it. It always works very well for them.
Well, and actually Hillary Clinton would be a pretty good example herself. To my knowledge, never really done a day's of productive work. She's worked as an attorney, but that work was rather highly politicized. She was working on the Watergate Committee in Congress under President Nixon. And she got fired from that because of her dishonesty.
She's
now worth all these millions of dollars. It's just amazing. What do you mean socialism doesn't work?
I even read that Bernie Sanders just bought himself his third home on a nice big house on a lake in Vermont to go with two others. And so, it always pays very well
to
the political class.
You, I think, have a helpful tool to understand part of what's wrong with socialism. They operate off a plan, whereas a guy in a business, whatever sort, really, he'll have a plan, but he knows that he's going to have to make changes when he starts seeing too much red ink and he can't afford to get over the hump, maybe to where the investment starts to pay off. He's watching all these things on a daily basis and making corrections. When the socialist operates off a plan, if there's any problem, it's because you, comrade, didn't work the plan properly, and if you don't work it properly, we have our ways to deal with you. It's a pretty obvious difference.
Yeah, it's all about force. I quote Friedrich Hayek, his famous book, The Road to Serfdom, of talking about how socialism, is always ultimately based on forcing a government plan or plans on the population to substitute their own plans for our own lives. And so what that does is, like, sort of the worst type of people rise to the top, the people who have the fewest qualms or reservations about mistreating their fellow man or even abusing their fellow man to make sure that these plans work. And so, if you go down the road to socialism long enough, then you end up with Stalins and Hitlers and people like that, and not just, sort of crooks like the Clintons and quite a few others in and around Washington, D.C. that we're all familiar with.
And I think That's probably a significant difference that the Lenins and the Stalins and the Hitlers of the socialist world don't have any compunction about killing millions and millions of people, whereas at least by the grace of God, maybe because they haven't had a chance, who knows, but certainly you can't say the Clintons have been engaged in carrying out mass murder schemes. There are reports that people have died rather unexpectedly during the Clinton career, but I don't think you can say that about Obama. But you can say, hey, here's a guy that doesn't know how to make a widget, and he's quite wealthy. So it worked for the Clintons, it works for him. And meanwhile, if a guy like Trump has made a lot of money because he's been good at business, well, somehow that's to be run down, and that's a terrible thing. It's amazing when we see their thinking. They hate the productive sector, and they assume that the taking sector is so noble and compassionate.
Yes, my old friend Judge Andrew Napolitano gave a speech a while back at the Mises Institute where he introduced the phrase libido dominante. It means lust for power. There's a certain segment of every population who has this sick compulsion to just order everybody else around and make them live the way they want to make them live. And we call them politicians. You know, there are exemptions, of course. But, you know, and if you look at world history, that's what motivates a lot of the totalitarians of the world. They understand economics enough about it anyway. They understand that we can get along just fine on our own, but they don't like that. They have this compulsion to tell us to live the way we want to live. And like you said, you know, fortunately, our government hasn't had that much power over us as the Russians did, that we could have a group of people that would do what Stalin and the rest did to us, to the Russians. But we've got our own problems as well.
We do. And I would submit that one of the reasons why we've been... And not only is there that matter, but also we... Second Amendment movement and always kind of in the background reminding politicians don't go too far. Okay, well, I'm going to be back and continue the conversation. Dr. DiLorenzo is going to have to leave us at this point, but we're going to finish talking about
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, today we've been talking about the problem with socialism. It's the title of a book by Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo. He hangs his hat at the Mises Institute. It's Mises.org. And many of you may know, but Ludwig von Mises was a very prominent free market independent type of thinker, libertarian thinker from the last century. So we'll just continue on and talk about Dr. DiLorenzo's work, even though he's not going to be able to be with us any longer. He's got a busy day. But one of the things that I think we have to keep in the back of our mind, that if we didn't have the Second Amendment, and if we didn't have the tradition of an armed people actually doing more than having target practice on a weekend, as is not that uncommon in Switzerland and in Scandinavia, the fact that we have in our history times when the people actually stood up to the government and said, we don't want you to go any farther. You're not going in the right direction. Stop. We've done that to become independent from Britain. That was the war for independence. And there wouldn't have been a war had we not had an armed people. And even then, a tradition which was being lost in England but continued rather vibrantly in the United States, a tradition of an armed people standing up to the government, resisting the government that didn't know its limits. One of the most dramatic examples of an armed people defending themselves against a tyrannical tradition or drift in their own government can be found on YouTube. If you Google the Battle of Athens, you'll get the last part of a movie. Has another name. I forget what it is. But the Battle of Athens depicts something that actually happened in Athens, Tennessee in 1947. Soldiers had returned pretty much from Second World War, and they were not happy to see the kind of dictatorial corruptocrats that were running Athens, Tennessee. And so they, one night after the ballot boxes had been stolen, which they had kind of feared might happen shortly after the close of the polls and the illegal moving of the ballot boxes from the voting places to the police station. The militia came into town. There was a brief shootout with the police who were trying to protect the stolen ballots. And the police realized there were a whole lot more of the townsmen and the people of the county than there were of them. And they surrendered and left the ballots in order to have them counted rather more objectively than they would have for the corruptocrats. Now, I just ask you to contrast that from our own history within my lifetime and my wife's experience growing up in Panama. She voted there once before she left and became a citizen here in the United States. She saw almost a repeat of Athens, Tennessee. She cast her ballot, put it in the box. She was there toward the end of the day. And soldiers picked up the boxes and took them away where the government counted the ballots. And wouldn't you know, the dictator Torrijos won the election. That's exactly what the Second Amendment is all about. And oh, does that chap some of the folks at the New York Times or Mother Jones or a number of other places. And when they hear this kind of talk, they just lose it. Their heads explode. But they don't have any problem with the body counts that have been racked up by socialist governments, especially in the last century. The communist governments of the world, conservatively, Dr. DiLorenzo estimates in his book, The Problem with Socialism, murdered 100 million people. And the National Socialists, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, which we know of as the Nazi Party, but it was socialist, just like the communists in Russia, they murdered some 20 million. And had they not been stopped by World War II, they'd probably still be killing people, because that seems to be what that mindset is interested in doing. DiLorenzo mentions in his book, The Problem with Socialism, a chap by the name of Vladimir Petrov, who defected from the old Soviet Union. And he told about quotas having been given out to operatives such as he for murdering a certain number of people. And he'd been given a quota to murder 10,000 people. So he and the thugs working under him actually had a kill quota. That's socialism when it hasn't been restrained by a Second Amendment. Now, one of the things, and I'm sorry Dr. DiLorenzo had to leave because I wanted him to talk about it, but I did take some notes, and I think he deals with a very important subject, which is, okay, I hear what you're saying about the Soviet Union, about communist China, Cuba, even to a kind of a disturbing extent, Venezuela. But look at Sweden, particularly among the countries of Europe which have gone into socialism, and the Scandinavian countries are well known for having embarked upon a socialist experiment. And that's true. They did. And guess what? It's failed there, too. One of the things that DiLorenzo points out in his book is that Sweden still is poorer than our poorest state, Mississippi. So the United States, you can't find a place with the kind of overall lack of a good standard of living than as they have in Sweden. Our poorest is better off than the much vaunted prosperity of the socialist experiment of Sweden, as well as other Scandinavian countries. Well, in Sweden and in Denmark, elections are now turning out the socialists, and right-of-center parties that are talking about desocializing are winning power in these countries. Funny how we don't hear a whole lot about those elections, but that's what has been going on in the great model, the great example that we're supposed to ooh and ah about. No, it's not actually so good. country of Canada has a socialized medicine scheme that is even more down the tubes than is ours. Hopefully the recent experiment with socialism will be undone with the leading of President Obama. But we ought to keep in mind that they have a fairly heavily socialized medical system in Canada. And DiLorenzo provides some examples of people dying while waiting to get into a hospital for an appendectomy. Now, I think most of us realize that generally there's not much warning that your appendix is getting ready to explode. Maybe a week or something like that. And if you don't get it taken care of on an emergency basis, that emergency will almost always end in death because your system will be poisoned when the appendix ruptures and is unable to do what it's designed to do, which is to process the waste in our body. He describes the stench of the hospitals in even today in Russia. And I can tell you that when I was doing some work with a church group down on the border of Mexico and Texas, and we had occasion to drive by a hospital on the way to where we were going, where we were going to be doing our work, you could smell the hospital before you could see it. And it didn't smell like antiseptic soap either. It smelled really bad. I took a young lady to an emergency room. I forget what her problem was, but took her there to the emergency room. And she got up on the examining table, and it had one of those sheets of paper that you, after each person, you pull it and rip it off and have a clean one there for the next patient. Well, that hadn't been done for her, and she was told to sit on this table, and she found great difficulty scrunching herself around to avoid the bloodstains on that examining table. Mexico, just a few years ago, that's what socialism can do. Sorry, we're out of time, but if you want more information, Dr. DiLorenzo's group is Mises.org. Thanks so much for listening. Be back with you next time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.